Solon Sports here. Week 8 in the NFL. We're already halfway through. Keep your fingers crossed, ladies and gentlemen. Are we going to get through a full season of NFL with coronavirus creeping on us? It's on our neck, y'all. It's like the hot sun in the summertime. Are we going to make it through the whole season? I don't know, man. If you can see me right now, I'm shaking my head. I have my doubts. I've been saying it all season. I don't know, man. I have a lot of doubts of what's going to happen. But as of right now, we're going to continue as if the season's going to continue. Let's get into it, baby. Like I said before, treat every week like the Super Bowl because we don't know what's going to happen. And week 8 got started last week, man. The Falcons went on the road to play the Carolina Panthers divisional game. You know what they say when divisional games come up, throw the records out. Panthers only won one game. Panthers won 3, maybe 4 games. Don't matter. Falcons went on the road and held on to a lead. They even got an interception towards the end of the game to finish it. They won 25-17. Let's move on. Colts, Lions. The Colts coming off a bye week. The Lions coming off a win last week when they beat the Falcons. Everyone comes back on the Falcons except the Panthers. And the Colts are favored by 3. With that tough defense from the Panthers, from the Colts, I got the Colts winning that game. They're favored by 3. I think they'll cover that pretty easily with that defense. We'll keep them in the game. Not sold on Phillip Rivers, but I am sold on the Colts' tough defense. Jets, Chiefs, like Deion said, ain't nobody care. Ain't nobody care about Jets and Chiefs. You already know I'm picking Chiefs all day. They're favored by 10.5. Probably not even enough points. Panthers, Bills. Divisional game, the Patriots run this division forever. No one can remember how far back it's been since the Patriots haven't run this division. Maybe that 1 year when Tom Brady got hurt and he got his knee hurt and they didn't win the division. All that being said, I can't pick against the Bills right now. The Patriots, it's old news. They lost another game last week. They're 2-4 and they're about to be 2-5. Bills won last week on field goals. This week it'll be a lot easier. The Patriots don't have any weapons on offense. Cam might have went to the wrong team to showcase his skills because he has no one to throw to. Those windows are tighter than you think they should be. And there's no one to throw to, so I'm going to go with the Bills winning that game. They're favored by 4. Easy win for the Bills. Raiders, Browns. The Browns say they want our respect, y'all. The Browns haven't beat anybody. They've been beating up on the NFC East. They beat the Washington football team. They beat the Dallas Cowboys. Take the D out of them because, pause, take the D out of them because they don't play any defense. I don't know if they played the Giants and Philly. They probably beat them too. Don't brag about them. And last week you beat Cincinnati. Anybody can beat Cincinnati right now. They got a young quarterback in there. Maybe they can get better in the future. Get no respect. All that being said, they are playing the Raiders. The Raiders are coming to Cleveland. And the Raiders with that running game. And they're going to get some stops on defense. Get Baker Mayfield is still Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma. And Oklahoma is where I'm coming from. They call it Choklahoma. So I'm going to go with the Raiders with the big win. Get them, Chucky. Rams, Dolphins. Tua's first game, first start of the NFL. Tua's coming off that hip injury in Alabama. He missed the end of the season, most of the season actually, with that hip injury. Now he's getting his first start. There's a little controversy there. People think that maybe they should have kept the starter up there. Maybe they should have let my man sit a little bit longer. Hey, the future is now. And now he's going to get his first loss as a starter because there's no way he's going to be able to deal with that Rams pass rush and those good secondary player and that machine that offense the Rams have. Man, maybe that team the Rams put on the field, they're like a machine. I've been watching the man for the last couple of years, and that offense looks robotic. Good robotic, baby. I'm going to go with the Rams on the road with the big victory. Steelers, Ravens, baby. Steelers going on the road, playing against their arch rival, This game has always been good, man. The Ravens always play the Steelers good. No matter what's going on, it's always a tough matchup. Good quarterback. Last week, Pittsburgh beat Tennessee, or did Tennessee beat themselves? They got a win towards the end of the game because Tennessee missed a field goal. Big Ben didn't play good in the second half. I'm going with Baltimore, y'all. They're probably split this one. This first one's in Baltimore, so I'm going to go with Baltimore at home. They come off a bye week. They'll be a little bit fresher than Pittsburgh, so I'm going to go with Baltimore with the big win at home to tie the division up. Right now, Pittsburgh hadn't lost a game yet. This would be their first loss. Titans, Bengals. The Bengals are in every game, y'all. I don't think they've been blown out yet, man. Get young rookie quarterback. Titans come off that tough loss last week. That running game from the Titans is beyond scary. And it's going to be the same thing this week, y'all. Put Derrick Henry on your fantasy football team because the Titans are going to run through the Cincinnati Bengals. Titans get the big win on the road. Vikings, Packers. Kirk Cousins. He's still the quarterback for the Vikings, right? No one's sold on Kirk Cousins. Right now, they are 1-5. Do anyone think that Minnesota Vikings can go on the road with no fans and beat the Green Bay Packers? I don't think so. I'm going with the Packers at home. They're favored by 6.5. Easy cover. Chargers, Broncos. Chargers going on the road to play the Broncos. Divisional game, y'all. You know they say what about divisional games? They're always close. Chargers are much better with that young quarterback they got than the Broncos. I'm going to go with the Chargers on the road with a big victory. 49ers, Seahawks. Another divisional game, y'all. This is divisional week, baby. My favorite quarterback, Russell Wilson. Playing against the 49ers. 49ers playing much better football lately. They had two or three games in a row when they've won. They're looking much better. Seattle's come off their first loss of the season. They get back on track this week, y'all. I'm going with the Seahawks at home. They're favored by 3, I think they'll win. Saints, Bears. Bears come off their loss. Everyone's been saying, man, they were a fake 5-1. No, no one thinks the Bears are really a 5-1 football team. And they got embarrassed last week. And this week, they're playing the Saints. The Saints are trying to keep track with those Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Once people are saying Tampa Bay is the best team in the league, I can't argue with them right now because Tampa's really balling out. Not so much Tom Brady, so much that defense, man, that running game. Looking nasty. Bears at home against the Saints. Saints going on the road. Probably gonna be cold, y'all. Time change, weather change in Chi-Town. Ooh, man. Your boy Drew Brees don't have Michael Thomas. Ooh, limited on weapons. Upset, y'all. Bears at home. Underdogs by 4.5 points. Bears win, y'all. Some upset, y'all. Mark it down. Million your money, y'all. Bears win at home against the Saints. Cowboys, Eagles. The Eagles have more hurt players than the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are more televised because they're the Dallas Cowboys. Everyone talks about the injuries the Cowboys have. Quarterback, offensive line, blah, blah, blah. A few players on defense. They've been trading guys. But they won't talk about the Eagles. Eagles got more hurt players than anybody right now, y'all. But they're still playing hard football. Their record is 2-4-1. But they're actually playing the best football in that division right now. And I'm going to go with the Eagles at home. They're favored by 10.5. Seems like a really big number. The Cowboys are going to be starting a rookie quarterback. I think he's Italian. He's going to lose. The Eagles are going to win at home. They're going to win that game big. You never know, though, when we shock if the Cowboys make a game out of that and win the game by the field goal. But all they've been said, with all those linemen hurt, it's going to be tough for them. So I'm going to go with the Eagles at home to win that game. And as of right now, with Corona going on, man, you never know. This can change. Maybe this game will get changed. Maybe some of the other games. Buccaneers are going on the road, y'all, and they're playing the New York Football Giants. The Buccaneers are favored by 12.5. Tom Brady gonna roll up in there with all those weapons, man. I want to know if Antonio Brown playing. I don't know yet. We don't know. I think he had to go to the protocol of the Corona. Chris Godwin's busted up his hand. I think, I don't know if he's gonna play. They still got plenty of weapons. Still got Gronk, Mike Evans. Still got that dominating running game, that dominating defense, that pass rush gonna be all over the Giants offense, that sorry offensive line, no running game. Buccaneers win the game. I don't know if they cover. 12.5 points is a big number, y'all. I don't care. Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, 12.5 is big for an NFL game. I got Buccaneers winning. I think the Giants cover the spread. So we'll see. Hey, another thing, man, the NBA. Got a little drama. Players are complaining about when the season starts. The commissioner say he wants the season start right around Christmas time, and the players are complaining. Oh man, we just got done playing the season. Don't you think that's a little too soon? We just got done playing the season maybe a month ago. I only get 2 months off. The NBA is bigger than just the two teams that played in the finals. Now LeBron is a big player in the league. He has a lot of clout in the NBA. But hey, man, starting the NBA around Christmas time will be big. I've been saying that from day one. Start the NBA season Christmas Day. Right now, they've always been starting it around Halloween. I've been saying this for years. Go back and listen to the tape, baby. I've been telling y'all they need to start the NBA season right around Christmas time. I know the players say, we need a little bit longer. We just played, man. We all went to the bubble. They had eight playing games. Eight, brother. Eight. And then some of the teams had to play off. Some of them didn't. Some got eliminated earlier. Some a little bit further. You didn't play that many basketball games, man. Let's say the maximum amount of games a team played, the Lakers in the Heat, 30 games maybe? Maybe 30 games? After a four-month layoff, you think I get 4 months off of my job and I have to go back to work and I'm going to complain about it? I know I'm not in the NBA. Come on, brother. It's a pandemic. Put your big shorts, big boy shorts on and get back to work, man. Nobody right now wants to hear that. Get back to work and play some basketball, man. Your job is to play basketball just like my job is to build engines for the military. Cry me a river, baby. No one wants to hear it. Get back to work. Play some basketball. Everything's all good. You're still going to get your games where you don't play. And, hey, LeBron has a sore heel this game. He's not going to play this week. Hey, man, they're trying to push it back to MLK Day, all that stuff. I don't want to hear it. Get back to work. You had your time off. Enjoy your time off. Corona and all that other stuff. Let's get back to playing some basketball. No one wants to hear it. And the World Series, the Dodgers, got them a victory. I didn't think they were going to do it. I thought they were maybe going to blow it towards the end because they were looking a little bit shaky. But the Tampa Bay Rays took their starter out for some god-awful reason. I don't understand why they took him out, but they did. And they blew it. Even the Dodgers were talking about, why did they take their starters out? They took their starter out, and that just helped open everything up for us because he was shutting us down. That took them out. Everything opened up. Next year, you know, the Dodgers get big hits and win the championship. It is what it is. Was it in on the take? I don't think so. Just over coaching by the coaches of Tampa Bay, overthinking this thing. Sometimes for guys rolling analytics, sometimes get you screwed up. Shouldn't be listening to analytics. Should have said go with your heart sometimes and roll with that. But it is what it is. And they had a player from the Dodgers also test positive for Corona during the game. I don't know when they took this test, but during the game, they told him, hey, man, you tested positive with Corona. You got to come out of the game. They took him out of the game, game six. And he's in the locker room. And his teammates go out and win a championship. He comes back on the field and celebrates with his teammates. Had the mask on, took his mask off, took pictures, hugging everyone, kissing his wife. Super spreader, y'all. Super spreader. Baseball. Just you think you got the bubble thing figured out, you screwed it up at the end. This is Soul on Sports, baby. I gave you my picks for the NFL. I gave you my thoughts. Hey, Trevor Lawrence also has coronavirus. Don't matter. They still going to win a couple games. I hope he gets healthy. They can win a couple games. He'll be back for the stretch run. Soul on Sports, baby. I'm out.